For the book editions and references that this book draws from, please consult the accompanying PDF. Introduction. As role-playing gamers, we make up stories, and as dungeon masters, game masters, keepers of arcane lore, or whatever your preferred system calls its scenario creators and referees, we select many of the elements out of which these stories are made. We come up with a theme, we set the scenes and the mood, we populate the world, and perhaps most important of all, we create the antagonists against which the player characters must struggle. We decide how powerful they'll be, what motivates them, how they can be overcome, and what effects victory and defeat will have upon the world around them. For this purpose, the games we play provide an abundance of fantastic and horrific creatures that can fill the antagonist role, from mindless to hyper-intelligent, laughably hapless to devastating, indifferent or oblivious to single-mindedly malicious. There are so many choices, in fact, that it can sometimes be hard to find the right one among them. And yet, sometimes, despite having all these choices, we find that none of them is quite right for the particular story we want to tell, in which case we have to invent monsters of our own. Some of us are lucky enough to have fertile, creative minds from which brilliant and original ideas burst forth like jewelweed seeds. Others of us, though, might like to create our own material, but find we need all the outside inspiration and guidance we can get. We may lack the intuition to know whether a concept is right for the story we're telling, or whether it would be right with some tweaking, and what kind of tweaking is needed. We may lack the experience to know whether a creature of our own creation will provide our players with a satisfying challenge, or turn out to be a disappointing pushover. Or worse, an overpowered murder machine. Our creative juices may simply need a nudge to prime them to flow. A random die roll on a table of options may be enough. Or, we may have a solid foundation of an idea, but want to ensure, as we elaborate on it, that all the details we add make sense. For the past 8 years, I've been reverse engineering 5th edition Dungeons & Dragons monsters on my blog, The Monsters Know What They're Doing. In this book, however, I'm switching gears. Making Enemies looks at monster engineering in the forward direction, applying principles and processes of creature design to invent all new abominations for player characters to confront, with the aim of setting appropriate challenges and telling gripping stories in our tabletop role-playing game adventures. The nature of a monster. Confronting monsters is at the heart of the fantasy role-playing game genre, and not just fantasy, but also horror, modern supernatural fiction, and occasionally science fiction, in which the monsters are sometimes aliens, robots, viruses, berserk computers, or antagonistic analogs from parallel universes. That confrontation often involves combat, although it doesn't have to. Sometimes a monster can be overcome by charm, persuasion, a magical formula, trickery, scientific genius, or empathetic understanding rather than violence. Nevertheless, it must somehow be overcome. Occasionally, in the horror genre, the monster can't be overcome. It can only be appeased. Try that in one of those other genres, though, and your players will justifiably revolt. That's not the kind of story those genres are meant to tell. So, what is a monster? Here's one definition. A monster is a frightening creature. That's simple and straightforward. A bit too simple and straightforward. It includes common predators, animals with fearsome-looking but maladaptive mutations, and a bacterium that causes anthrax. Yes, monsters are frightening, but they're a particular kind of frightening, one that emerges primarily out of three elements. They're unfamiliar. Things we know how to handle, even when those things can harm us, aren't scary. Scariness comes from the unknown. Under normal circumstances, a monster is rarely seen. Its appearance heralds a change for the worse. Whether barely glimpsed or suddenly ubiquitous, a monster is poorly understood. It's not clear how the average person is supposed to escape it, resist